Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient. Linda J. Woodcock, W-O-O-D-C-O-C-K, address is 2841 Foothill Boulevard, Orville, California, 95966, phone 530-693-0149, ID is 567-94-1065. I'm sorry, XXX XXX 1065. Insurance is Medicare/AARP. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Oroville. The referring physician is Dr. John Schmidt, M.D. The clinical indication is lower extremity sensory paresthesias, comma, electrodiagnostic findings of sensory polyneuropathy. Uncertain etiology. Comorbid problems, sciatica, radiculopathy, possible carpal tunnel syndrome. Dear professional colleagues, Linda Woodcock was seen today for neurological follow-up, having been evaluated. Initially on November 1st, 2023, while taking Lyrica, Cymbalta, with a discontinued simvastatin, new paragraph. She gives a family history of ALS, new paragraph. I completed electrodiagnostic studies on that day in the left lower extremity. With findings of axonal motor neuropathy, and a sensory polyneuropathy with a preserved spinal evoked F wave responses. The EMG needle study showed evidence of paraspinal muscular spasm and irritability amid and low lumbar derivations, new paragraph. Lumbar MR imaging on January 9, 2023, showed mild degenerative changes with mild bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing at L2-3, moderate left greater than right at L3-L4, and some circumferential disc bulging, new paragraph.
Excuse me.
lumbar spine radiograms on December 5 showed progressive degenerative disc space narrowing L2 through L4 in comparison to studies of 2017. Facet arthropathy was seen at L4-S1 with no other unusual findings. New paragraph. Radiograms of the left foot after trauma showed a pin in the first proximal phalanx, dash old findings, new paragraph. Previous evaluation of a left neck mass with CT imaging showed necrotic lymph nodes, which biopsy was completed and was reported to be unremarkable for malignancy. New paragraph. Comprehensive laboratory testing for evaluation of neuropathy and risk factors on January 4, 2024 showed a moderate level subtoxic arsenic level of 16 and an elevated selenium level of 69. Nutritional bioassays were otherwise unremarkable, but she had a positive Hue antibody, a risk factor for paraneoplastic sensory neuropathy symptoms, and an underlying encephalomyelitis with a negative Western blot. Her ANA was positive, with a titer of 1 to 640 with a nuclear dense fine speckled pattern seen in normal individuals / lupus / Sjögren syndrome and systemic sclerosis. New paragraph. Her nutritional bioassays were also abnormal, showing an elevated vitamin B6 level. New paragraph. We reviewed all these findings today, and in consideration of her risk factors for ongoing neuropathy, I've asked her to do the following. First paragraph. She will review all her nutritional supplementation and reduce her total vitamin B6 consumption. Number two. We will obtain initially a chest X-ray, followed by CT imaging of the chest, and if necessary, PET CT for evaluation and exclusion of active malignancy. New paragraph. For purposes of therapeutic treatment with evidence of possible arsenic exposure, I'm going to initiate a clinical therapeutic trial of oral chelation medicine beginning at 100 milligrams three times a day for 1 week, reducing to two times a day for 1 week, and then once a day until completed. New paragraph. She'll be seen for medical reevaluation, clinical examination, and further recommendations and adjustment of her treatment as we repeat her evaluation. New paragraph. I suggested rheumatology referral with her positive ANA that may need to be followed, considering further treatment. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.